Day 26. Thereupon the Buddha said to the great Bodhisattvas headed by superior practice, "The supernatural powers of the Buddhas are immeasurable, limitless, and inconceivable, as previously stated, but I shall not be able to tell all the merits of the sutra to those to whom this sutra is to be transmitted, even if I continue telling them by my supernatural powers for many hundreds of thousands of billions of asankhas of kalpas. To sum up, all the teachings of the Tathagata, all the unhindered supernatural powers of the Tathagata, all the treasury of the hidden core of the Tathagata, and all the profound achievements of the Tathagata are revealed and expounded explicitly in this sutra. Therefore, keep, read, recite, expound, and copy this sutra and act according to the teachings of it with all your hearts after my extinction. In any world where anyone keeps, reads, recites, expounds, or copies this sutra, or acts according to its teaching, or in any place where a copy of this sutra is put, be it in a garden, in a forest, under a tree, in a monastery, in a house of a person in white robes, in a hall, in a mountain, in a valley, or in the wilderness, there should a stupa be erected, and offerings be made to it, because, know this, the place where the stupa is erected is the place of enlightenment. Here the Buddhas attained Anuttarasamlokasambodhi. Here the Buddhas turned the wheel of the Dharma. Here the Buddhas entered into Parinirvana. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. The Buddhas, the world saviors, have great supernatural powers. They display their immeasurable supernatural powers in order to cause all living beings to rejoice. The tips of their tongues reach the heaven of Brahman. Innumerable rays of light are emitted from their bodies. For those who are seeking the enlightenment of the Buddha, the Buddhas do these things rarely to be seen. The sound of coughing in the Buddhas and the sound of their finger snapping reverberate over the worlds of the ten quarters, and the ground of those worlds quakes in the six ways. The Buddhas joyfully display their immeasurable supernatural powers because the Bodhisattvas from underground vow to keep this sutra after my extinction. Even if I praise for innumerable kalpas the keeper of this sutra to whom it is to be transmitted, I cannot praise him highly enough. These merits are as limitless, as infinite, as boundless as the skies of the worlds of the ten quarters. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to see me. He also will be able to see many treasures Buddha, the Buddhas of my replicas, and the Buddhas whom I have taught today. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to cause me to rejoice. He also will be able to bring joy to the Buddhas of my replicas and also to many treasures Buddha who once passed away. He also will be able to see the present, past, and future Buddhas of the worlds of the ten quarters, make offerings to them, and cause them to rejoice. The Buddha sat at the place of enlightenment and obtained the hidden core. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to obtain the same before long. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to expound the meaning of the teachings and the names and words of the sutra. Their eloquence will be as boundless and as unhindered as the wind in the sky. Anyone who understands why the Buddhas expound many sutras, who knows the position of this sutra in the series of sutras, and who expounds it after my extinction, according to its true meaning, will be able to eliminate the darkness of the living beings of the worlds where he walks about, just as the light of the sun and moon eliminates all darkness. He will be able to cause innumerable bodhisattvas to dwell finally in the one vehicle. Therefore, the man of wisdom who hears the benefits of these merits and who keeps this sutra after my extinction will be able to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha definitely and doubtlessly." Chapter 22, Transmission. Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha rose from the seat of the Dharma and by his great supernatural powers put his right hand on the heads of innumerable Bodhisattva Mahasattvas and said, "For many hundreds of thousands of billions of asankhas of kalpas I studied and practiced the Dharma, difficult to obtain, and finally attained Anuttarasamlokasambodhi. Now I will transmit the Dharma to you. Propagate it with all your hearts and make it known far and wide." He put his right hand on their heads twice more and said, "For many hundreds of thousands of billions of asankhas of kalpas I studied and practiced the Dharma, difficult to obtain, and finally attained Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Now I will transmit the Dharma to you. Keep, read, recite, and expound this sutra in which the Dharma is given, and cause all living beings to hear it and know it. Why is that? It is because I have great compassion. I do not begrudge anything. I am fearless. I wish to give the wisdom of the Buddha, the wisdom of the Tathagata, the wisdom of the self-existing one to all living beings. I am the great almsgiver to all living beings. Follow me and study my teachings without begrudging efforts. In the future, when you see good men or women who believe in the wisdom of the Tathagata, you should expound this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma to them and cause them to hear it and know this sutra so that they may be able to obtain the wisdom of the Buddha. Now, when you see someone who does not receive this sutra by faith, you should show him some other profound teaching of mine, teach him, benefit him, and cause him to rejoice. When you do all this, you will be able to repay the favors given to you by the Buddha. Having heard these words of the Buddha, the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas were filled with great joy. With more respect than ever, they bent forward, bowed, joined their hands together towards him, and said simultaneously, "We will do as you command, certainly, world-honored one, do not worry." The Bodhisattva Mahasattva said simultaneously twice more, "We will do as you command, certainly, world-honored one, do not worry." Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha, wishing to send back to their home worlds many treasures Buddha, and the Buddhas of his replicas who had come from the worlds of the ten quarters, said, "May the Buddhas be where they wish to be. May the stupa of many treasures Buddha be where it was." Having heard these words of the Buddha, not only the innumerable Buddhas of his replicas who had come from the worlds of the ten quarters and were sitting on the lion-like seats under the jewel trees, many treasures Buddha and the great multitude of innumerable Asamka Bodhisattvas, including superior practice, but also the four kinds of devotees, including Shariputta and the other Shravakas, and the gods, men, and Asuras of the world, had great joy. Chapter 23, The Previous Life of Medicine King Bodhisattva. Thereupon Star King Flower Bodhisattva said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, why does Medicine King Bodhisattva walk about this Saha world? World-honored one, this Medicine King Bodhisattva will have to practice hundreds of thousands of billions of nautas of austerities in this world. World-honored one, tell me why not only the gods, dragons, yaskas, gandharvas, asuras, garudas, kamnaras, maragas, men, and non-human beings, but also the bodhisattvas who have come from the other worlds and the shravakas present here will be glad to hear the reason." Thereupon the Buddha said to Star King Flower Bodhisattva, "Innumerable kalpas ago, that is, as many kalpas as there are sands in the river Ganges ago, there lived a Buddha called Sun Moon Pure Bright Virtue, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well-gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. He was accompanied by 8,000,000,000 great Bodhisattva Mahasattvas and also by great Shravakas numbering 72 times as many as there are sands in the river Ganges. The duration of the life was 42,000 kalpas, so were the duration of the lives of the Bodhisattvas. His world was devoid of women, hellish denizens, hungry spirits, animals, and asuras. There was no calamity in his world. The ground of his world was even as the palm of a hand. It was made of lapis lazuli, adorned with jeweled trees and covered with a jeweled awning from which the streamers of jeweled flowers were hanging down. Jeweled vases and incense burners were seen everywhere in that world. There was a platform of seven treasures at a distance of a bowshot from each of the jeweled trees under which the bodhisattvas and shravakas were sitting. On each of the platforms of treasures, myriads of millions of gods were making heavenly music, singing songs of praise to the Buddha, and offering the music and songs to the Buddha." Thereupon Sun Moon Pure Bright Virtue Buddha expounded the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma to gladly seen by all beings Bodhisattva, to the other Bodhisattvas, and also to the Shravakas. Gladly seen by all beings Bodhisattva willingly practiced austerities under Sun Moon Pure Bright Virtue Buddha. He walked about the world seeking Buddhahood strenuously with all his heart for 12,000 years until at last He obtained the Samadhi by which he can transform himself into any other living being. Having obtained this Samadhi, he had great joy. He thought, I have obtained the Samadhi by which I can transform myself into any other living being because I heard the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Now I will make offerings to Sun, Moon, Pure, Bright, Virtue Buddha and also to the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. He entered into this Samadhi at once. He filled the sky with the clouds of Mandarva flowers and Mahamandarva flowers and the powdered incense of hard and black kandana and rained down those flowers and incense. He also rained down the powdered incense of kandana grown on the shore of the sea between Mount Sumeru and the Jumbavipa. 6 shu of this incense was worth the Saha world. He offered all these things to the Buddha. Having made these offerings to the Buddha, he emerged from his Samadhi and thought, I have now made offerings to the Buddha by my supernatural powers, but these offerings are less valuable than the offering of my own body. Then he ate various kinds of incense taken from Kandana, Kundruka, Turuska, Prika, Aloes, and Samak, and drank perfumed oil taken from the flowers of the Kampaka and other flowers. He continued doing all this for 1,200 years. Then he applied perfumed oil to his skin, put on a heavenly garment of treasures in the presence of Sun, Moon, Pure, Bright, Virtue Buddha, sprinkled various kinds of perfumed oil on the garment and set fire to his body, making a vow by his supernatural powers. The light of the flame illumined the worlds, numbering 8,000s of millions of times the number of the sands of the river Ganges. The Buddhas of those worlds praised him, saying simultaneously, excellent, excellent, good man. All you did was a true endeavor. You made an offering to us according to the true Dharma. This offering excels the offering of flowers, incense, necklaces, incense to burn, powdered incense, incense applicable to the skin, streamers and canopies of heavenly cloth, and incense of the kandana grown by the shore of the sea. It also excels the offering of countries, cities, wives, and children. Good man, this is the most excellent and honorable offering because you made it to us according to the Dharma. Having said this, they became silent. The body of the Bodhisattva kept burning for 1,200 years and then was consumed. Having made this offering according to the Dharma, gladly seen by all beings, Bodhisattva passed away. In his next life, he appeared again in the world of Sun, Moon, Pure, Bright, Virtue Buddha. It was in the house of King Pure Virtue, in that world, that he suddenly appeared with his legs crossed in the person of the son of the king. He said to his father in Agathe, great king, know this. In my previous existence, I walked about this world and at once obtained the Samadhi by which I can transform myself into any other living being. With a great endeavor, I gave up my own dear body. Having sung this Gathe, he said to his father, Sun, Moon, Pure, Bright, Virtue Buddha is still alive. In my previous existence, I made offerings to him and obtained the dharanis by which I can understand the words of all living beings. I also heard from him the 800,000s of millions of nautas, of kantatas, of bimbaras, of asoptas, of gathes, of the sutra, the lotus flower, the wonderful dharma. Great king, now I will make another offering to the Buddha. Having said this, he sat on the platform of seven treasures. The platform went up to the sky 7 times as high as the Tala tree. He came to the Buddha, who was staying in the sky, worshipped the feet of the Buddha with his head, joined his 10 fingers and palms together, and praised the Buddha in Agathe. Your face is most wonderful. Your light illumines the worlds of the 10 quarters. I once made offerings to you. Now I have come to see you again. Here ends day 26.